This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. China is the world's number two economy, but for some big multinational companies, it's the most important market to crack. And that gives the Chinese government and companies leverage over what key industries do and say and produce. Call them the China rules. They're on display in lots of places, including the NBA. You'll recall the league ran afoul of the China rules when an executive for the Houston Rockets tweeted support for Hong Kong protesters. Another place, Hollywood. It used to be that Hollywood would make an edited version for the Chinese market to please censors. Now, films are increasingly incorporating Beijing's preferences into movies the whole world sees. Marketplace's Scott Tong is our former bureau chief in Shanghai. He reports on the latest controversy over content in what will surely be one of the biggest releases next year.
In the original Top Gun from 1986, Tom Cruise's character wears his late father's flight jacket. It has patches of his dad's old Navy tours. One shows multiple flags, including that of Taiwan, a close U.S. ally in the 1960s. But in the trailer for the sequel, same actor, same jacket, similar patch, with one big exception, no Taiwan flag. Beijing, you see, considers Taiwan a breakaway province. It's a red line for Chinese censors who decide which international films to allow, says Ying Zhu at Hong Kong Baptist University.
For the Chinese market, a Taiwanese flag would be a non-starter. The flag is not allowed to show on any screen in mainland China, period.
So to get the reportedly $150 million Top Gun sequel into China, Paramount and its Chinese business partner Tencent Pictures could not offend Beijing.
These days, Hollywood and its Chinese partners know what are the lines that should not cross. And ultimately, self-censorship is the rule of the game.
We contacted the studios. Paramount did not respond, and Tencent said no comment. But what's clear is that for many big-budget films, Chinese business is critical. Steve Bruno, a former executive at Sony Pictures, now runs Emerge Pictures.
The market is the biggest international market outside of the U.S. Its revenue contribution is so important that studios really need a film to be released in China.
But the trade-off? Critics of the Chinese government argue that American studios are kowtowing to Beijing's rules and censorship, and it shows up on the big screen. Among their many examples, Pixels, 2015 sci-fi comedy with Adam Sandler. Filmmakers at Sony plan to show invading aliens blowing up the Great Wall of China. But their China team, not wanting to offend censors, emailed that, quote, it will not benefit the China release. So they hit the Taj Mahal in India instead. You may need enemies in a thriller, but choose wisely.
When was the last time you saw a Chinese bad guy on the screen?
Political commentator Kent Harrington spent his career as a CIA analyst. He has written about China's influence over the movies.
I think Hollywood's got to take a good look at itself in the mirror and say, okay, there's a big market here, but we aren't just representing our shareholders, we're also representing the country.
He's also not too happy with a group that actually represents the country, the U.S. Navy. For the new Top Gun, the Navy gave Paramount access to its fighter jets and its warships. And in return, Paramount gave the Navy a say in the script.
I don't know if the admiral that was responsible for ultimately signing off, if he signed off on airbrushing U.S. military history in Asia, maybe he needs to go back for a refresher history course.
In a statement, the Navy said it was not consulted about the patch and the missing Taiwan flag and didn't have the right to object under its contract with Paramount. In movie business, the presumed China rules apply even to a kid's film.
Yeah, you're definitely a boy.
Abominable is about a personable Yeti who turns up in China. The film features a map with China's version of disputed waters. Ann Kokas at the University of Virginia wrote the book Hollywood Made in China.
The map includes the Nine Dash Line in the South China Sea, which is a colloquial term for a Chinese maritime sovereignty claim that is widely disputed by its neighbors.
Including Vietnam, which banned Abominable from its theaters. In the U.S., the movie won the box office its first weekend, making more than $20 million. It flopped in China. Still, Beijing got the politicized map it wanted. It's now being shown to the whole world. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.